Today, we continue with lesson number 119 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are in the 28th perek. Today, we will study the 4th and 5th Mishnah. So it's perek Chof Ches, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Dalet. Mitbichoy Svorim. Cloths, pieces of cloth that are used to cover books. Some say holy books, Sifrei Torah. Some say any books. Bein mitzuyaros, bein she'enon mitzuyaros. Whether or not there are pictures, designs, decorations woven into these mitbechos, these pieces of cloth, book covers. According to Beis Shammai, Tumeos, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai feels that these mitbechos are considered misham sheyodom. They're considered tools, utensils, which people use. And people touch constantly, as the Bartanura points out. So therefore, he believes that they are mekabel tuma. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, no, he makes a distinction. Mitsuyoros, if they are decorated, there's a pattern, a picture, a painting, a design on them. So then tohoros are not mikabel tuma, because then they're simply decorations and they're not serving a purpose, a function that a human being needs. They're not tash mishodom. However, v'she'enon mitsuyoros tumeos. If they're not decorated, just a plain piece of cloth which is being used as a mitpachas, as a cover or wrapping around a sefer. Remember, the Sfarim in the time of Mishnayos were all scrolls and not books as we imagine them. So, as we imagine them nowadays. But they are, if they're not mitzuyoros, Beis Hillel holds that they are mekabel tuma, because then they are usable and will be used for many functions, tashmishe yodam, besides just covering a book. However, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, elu voelu, whether they're mitsuyaros or not, whether they're decorated or not, tohoros are not mikabel tuma, because he feels, as the Bartanura explains, that since these mitbechos are designated to be used for svarim, people are not going to use them for other objects. Even if they're sifrei chol, they're not the cookbooks, they're not the Torah books, or Sforim from Tanakh, but the people revere books to a certain extent, and the mitbechos of Sforim are not going to be used for anything else, according to Rabbi Gamliel. And the halacha is like Beis Hillel. You may be wondering, if you remember back in Perek Chof Dalad, Mishneh Yud Dalad, we learned there that mitbechos of Sforim are tumeos, all tumas except for tumas medras, because no one's going to sit on this mitbachas. So according to our Mishnah here in Perek Chof Ches, Mishnah Dalet, we have to say that Mishnah back in Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnah Yud Dalet, is speaking of mitbechos she'enon mitsuyoros, which according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are tumeos. Mishnah Hey continues. Kippah is a head covering, a kerchief that a woman uses to cover her hair. Shehu tome midras, suppose it became mekabel tumas midras, because sometimes women would take this kerchief off their head and sit upon it, so therefore it's royal mekabel tumas midras. So suppose this particular kippah became tome midras, azav sat upon it, unisono al ha-sefer, now he takes this kerchief and uses it as a mitpachas on a sefer, something to cover a sefer. And he winds it around the sefer to cover the sefer with it. So, tohor min ha-midras, it is now no longer tomei tumis medras, because once he designated it to be used for a sefer, it's not going to be used anymore for yeshiva, for sitting upon it. So therefore, the medras aspect falls away. And as far as the medras tumah is concerned, it's a broken kli. It originally was a seat, now it's a book cover. Avol tomei tumei meis, but it still is mikabel other tumos, like tumas meis, because tumas meis is only example, and also all other tumas besides medras, because it's a kli, it's a vessel, it's a keli. It's serving as a book cover. The Mishnah continues. Chemes she'asor shetiach. Suppose you have a chemes which is a leather pouch, a leather flask, which is a klikibul. You pour in it liquid or wine or whatever. She'asor shetiach. He made it into a mat, into a carpet to sit upon. Or the reverse, shetiach shaso chemes. It was originally a carpet to sit upon, a mat, and he made it into a pouch to put things into. So, if this chemes originally was tomei tumas medras, and he turned it into a shetiach, or if it was a shetiach, and it was tomei tumas medras, and he turned it into a chemes, it is now, says the Mishneh Torah, its original tumah is gone. Because, let's take the example of the shetiach shaso chemes. And it was tomei as a shetiach, it became tomei tumas medras, as Zav sat upon it. No, now he's using it for a chemes. A chemes you can also sit upon. But since he changed it from a shetiach to a chemes, that's as if he broke it. The original keli, the shetiach, now that it's turned into a chemes, the shetiach is broken. And therefore the tumah is botel and gone. It's mekabel tumah from this point on as a chemes. It was originally shetiach. Now it's no longer a shetiach. So the tumas medras that the shetiach had is gone. But now it's a chemes, not a shetiach. So it's tor. But it's royal mekabel tumah as a chemes. However, chemes shaso turmel. Until now we're talking about a shetiach and a chemes. Shetiach is royal yeshiva, and a chemes is something used for kibul, as a container. Suppose chemes shaso turmel. Suppose a person took a chemes and made it, which is a flask or a pouch to keep things, liquids in usually, and he made it into a knapsack, into a turmel, or the reverse. V'turmel shaso chemes. He took this knapsack and made it into a chemes to contain water or wine or whatever. Or kar, which is a pillow, shaso sodin, he made it into a sheet. Or v'sodin shaso kar. Keses is the type of a blanket. Shaso mitpachas, he made it into a kerchief. Umitpachas shaso keses. Tomei. All these clay cases would be tomei. They would not be like a chemes shaso shetiach or shetiach shaso chemes. Why? What's the difference between chemes and shetiach and chemes and turmel and kar and sadin and keses and mitpachas? So the Mishnah says ze haklal. This is the rule. Kol sheshinehu lishmo. If he changed it from A to B, but B has the same function as A, then it retains its tumah. Whether he changed it from a kli pashut, a flat object, to another flat object, or he changed it from a clay kibul, from a receptacle, to another receptacle, or he changed it from a pashut to a kibul, or from a kibul to a pashut. The main thing is, if its function is the same function as it was originally, it remains tomei. However, if he changes it into something which has a different function, not the same function as it had when it was became tomei, then it's tohor. The tumah becomes botel. So therefore, a chemes which is made into a shetiach or a shetiach which is made into a chemes, they have two different functions. A chemes is made for kabbalah, for receiving, for containing liquid, and the shetiach is made to sit upon or lie upon. So if you change from a chemes to a shetiach or a shetiach to a chemes, you're being mishaneh l'shem acher. You're taking it from one function to another function. So therefore, the original keli is like it's broken, and it now becomes tohor if it was tomei medras originally. However, if a person takes a chemes, a pouch of leather, and turns it into, instead of using it for water or for wine, he uses it as a knapsack to put in his sandwich for lunch. Nope. So he made a chemes to a turmel, or the reverse, a turmel to a chemes. Both are used for the same function, to contain stuff, either wine or sandwiches. So therefore, he's changing it from one item to the same shame. They're both clay kabbalah. They're both containers. And similarly, a car, a pillow, which he's making into a sheet, or a seat, which he's made it into a pillow, even though the car, the pillow, had a base kibble. Remember, the pillowcase kind of thing can be used as a container. Now that he's made it into a sheet, it's just something flat that you lie upon. Or from a sheet to a car is going from a posha to a kibble. But he didn't change the tashmish. Whether it's a pillow or a sheet, they're both made for shriva. They're both made to lie upon. And similarly, the keses made into a mitpachas, mitpachas made into a keses. Both are used to lie upon, recline upon, or sit upon. So he was mishana it to the same name, to the same function. Mishana it for the same function. It is tome. Kol sheshinohu lishmo. If it's being changed into another object, but the same function, the same general function, tome. L'shem acher. If he's changing it from shchiva to kibul, then tohor, then it is now no longer a tome. And so we have completed Mishnah Hey, and the process concluded lesson number 119.